Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
I will tell you, there's still those that are standing straight up and erect, and they're stiffing their neck and their back, and they're saying, I'm not going to humble myself before God. But if there's any lesson out of this situation and this crisis that's going on right now worldwide, is that you better humble yourself up underneath the mighty hand of God and repent.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us again on Revive Radio. Let's begin a new teaching series with Pastor Rogers. This series is taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This is Rebuild Part 1. A study in the book of Nehemiah. Let's get into the message today.
The walls around Jerusalem and the gates of the city have been burned out, broken down. Nobody's thinking about it. Nobody's repairing it. There are people that are Jews that are back there that they're not doing anything. They don't have any leadership. It's just gone to waste, Nehemiah. And the gates of the city represent the ministries of the church or access into the city of Jerusalem. So, much like what we're dealing with right now, the reopening or the restoration of all things around the entirety of the world, and specifically the gates or the access to the presence of God, that's what the church is. Rebuilding those ministries. I've got a pastor friend of mine who has a daycare there as a ministry outreach of their church. And because they were not able to fund the payroll, they literally had to shut it down, send everybody off of the payroll to unemployment in recent weeks. And as a result, he told me, he said, listen, when that opens up, when we reopen back up, we're literally going to be starting all over again in this daycare to rebuild it from the ground up. But I came to tell you something. If God sent Nehemiah as a leader to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and I'm going to pitch this out to you right now, and he did it in 52 days, then ladies and gentlemen, it's time right now for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to rise up and build and restore the gates that have been burned out by this plague. It is essential, and I want to say to our government leaders, we want to thank our government leaders for all of the advice and the guidelines and all the things they've tried to do to keep safe, and those that have tried to kick against that, or those that have had another agenda in government leadership, may they be replaced very, very quickly, okay? Because we need godly influence, we need godly counsel, and we need the wisdom of God, because this is a time that like no other. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not something just because we start reopening the community and churches and businesses and beaches and all that kind of stuff. It does not mean that this virus has gone away. In fact, they're even saying there could be reoccurrences in the fall. But the point is this: are we going to operate and look at the burned out ruins of our nation and our country and our community and of our churches and businesses and so forth and just look at it and say, well, there's no hope? Or are we going to step out in faith and rise up and build in this very critical hour? I say it's time to prepare. That's what we've been doing around here, to get ready, because this thing is not going to stay closed forever. And I'm telling you, again, talking to these pastors, they're the one that I was speaking to on the way to the sanctuary here tonight for this broadcast. He was telling me, you know what? Not only am I sick and tired of it, but we're going to figure out what we've got to do. And we're going to do our best to stay in the guidelines, but it's time to get back up and get back in church. Come on, somebody. So reconstruction of the house and reinstruction of the people and the reopening of the church is everything about what the book of Nehemiah is all about. So with your pen and that handout and your smart device, let's go right here. The main theme then of the book of Nehemiah is godly leadership. godly leadership. If we ever needed godly leadership, we need it now. And I just want to thank God. Even out of this church, we have leaders in government that are out of our church right here, other churches that are godly men and women that are leading our community, making decisions. The last few weeks, we had police officers driving by, praising God with us with their sirens. I'm thankful for the godly leadership, and we need to continue that. Consider this fact, my friend. We're in an election year right now. And I can tell you all that's going on is going to play into that election as it comes in November, not only for the highest office of our country, but for other local offices. We need to be thinking and praying about the future and godly leadership that we've got to place in there. Now, I'm not talking about electing Jesus. I'm talking about electing men and women into high offices, because the Bible says when there's godly leadership, the people rejoice. I shudder to think, and now I'm about to get controversial, I am shuddering to think that there would be those who had the agenda that have been in the past, and even some that are right now that have a different agenda for the United States of America. I can tell you tonight, it would look totally different on the scope of things, and the reports that you would be hearing would be one of governmental takeover if there were not individuals that were taking this thing to as a matter of prayer and a matter of seeking the face of God. There would be more loss, and overnight the nation of the United States of America would be turned into a third world country. You mark my words. I hope you've watched Prophecy Files. Over the past, we started releasing it on 6:30 on Monday nights. You need to hear this past week and the week prior. It will tell you it's coming. But right now, we're at a place where we can step back in to our churches and rebuild. Now, here's something you need to get a hold of, and this runs down the entirety of the study over the next few weeks. This is what Nehemiah teaches us. Here it is on your screen. Number one, how to pray in a crisis. Throw that up there for me. How to pray in a crisis. How to pray in a crisis. Stay with me. Write this down. It takes God's ability and our availability. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Number three, vision is vital and focus is imperative. Focus is imperative. In other words, we've got to stay focused on what God is telling us to do. The church has one mission, ladies and gentlemen. That's to go into all the world, preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And God said, I'll be with you throughout that entire process. So we've got to stay focused on our mission. We've gotten off mission. We've tried to be glorified talk shows. We've tried to be everybody likes us preachers. But I came to tell you it's time for you to get refocused on the cross, on the blood, and preaching the word of God. For God took the foolishness of preaching to confound the wise. Here we go. The next one. How to handle discouragement. Nehemiah teaches us how to handle discouragement. Let me tell you something. There may be yet some discouraging days that are up ahead, even when things are reopened. But you've got to learn from this lesson that I'm going to be teaching you over the next several weeks how to not just avoid distraction and discouragement, but how to walk through discouragement and keep your courage. Here's the next one. How to keep going when things are falling apart. Does that sound like the time we're in right now? You may be falling apart in your mind, in your emotions, maybe spiritually. I can tell you, beyond the shadow of any doubt, you're going to have to keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Keep it up on the screen. Here we go. How to motivate others when morale is down. That's what Nehemiah teaches us. How to deal with anger and other negative emotions. We're in a country right now that's volatile with its emotions. People are protesting in the streets. Others are getting mad. And there are those that have other agendas. You've got to be spiritually connected to be able to know how to be able to avoid anger taking hold of you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. God said you can be angry and sin not. All right? You can be angry at the devil. You can be angry at the plague. You can be angry at things that may not be godly. And you should have godly, righteous anger. But listen, you can't let these negative emotions take over in your life. Next, how to be promoted without abusing it. This book of Nehemiah teaches us how to be able to step into leadership without abusing the position or abusing people or being able to take things out of context in your life, realizing the only reason why you're there is because God allowed you to be there. How to respond to false accusations. This is what the book of Nehemiah, just keep it on the screen, please. How to respond to false accusations. Ladies and gentlemen, the accusations that are happening against leaders right now, false accusation. We found out just in recent years that a Supreme Court justice that went and sat before the council, just keep it on the screen, that's fine, sat before the council of senators and so forth that were grilling him. We've now found out that every one of those individuals who were false accusing that man have now come forward and said, I lied. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the day of the false or of the accuser of the brethren. The Bible says, be warned, nation. Be warned that Satan is come down to you, the accuser of the brethren. We're seeing that spirit now. And here's the last one. How to solve problems no matter the size. Nehemiah teaches us those things. So get this on your paper here tonight. Nehemiah's name is very important for us to understand. His name means the Lord comforts or shows compassion. So I want to give you these three things tonight out of chapter number one. Let's dig into it. In chapter number one, verse number one is where we're going to start with Nehemiah, the man of character. Now we're talking about stepping back in and reopening, restoring Jerusalem and it being broken down. We're talking about reopening the businesses and the nation of America. Are you hearing this, Pastor, tonight? This is not just a lesson to teach you something from the Bible. This is a now word in the timing of God on how to reopen your churches, how to reopen your business, how to be able to reopen your life and step out in faith and walk with God. First of all, we need to understand that Nehemiah was a man of character before, during, and after the crisis. So in Nehemiah 1 and 1, the Bible says that he was in the palace of the king and served him as the cupbearer. Get this, Nehemiah stayed committed. This is important. No matter what, he stayed committed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even in a pagan environment. Now, we're living in a pagan environment right now. We're seeing where lying and accusing and all that's going on, immorality, hey, this plague has not stopped any of that. It is steady and still taking place. And you need to know, ladies and gentlemen, that in the middle of this society, in this pagan environment, it is critical for you and for me to stay committed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of this Bible. No matter what's going on around us, our lives must stay focused upon Him. Now, Nehemiah stayed that way. Listen, it is a fight right now for the family, a fight for your mind. And you must stay what the Bible calls sober and alert. That is the quickening of our mind through the power of the Holy Spirit. Nehemiah was a man of character. Secondly, he was a man of compassion. Look at verse number 4. The Bible says, and it came to pass when I heard these words, Nehemiah's brother literally brought it. Let's go back to verse number 3. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem also is broken. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Verse 4, and it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept, Nehemiah said, and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Let's get this. First of all, Nehemiah is a man of character. But we look at a man also that's moved with compassion. The Bible says when he heard these words, he was moved in his spirit. His hometown of Jerusalem had been broken down by the Babylonians years prior, and no one was able, feeling strength, to be able to rise up and lead the rebuilding process. They were afflicted. They had become a reproach, a laughingstock. Think about it. The nations of the world have looked at America in this particular crisis and wondering, what are you going to do now? You great and mighty America has been brought down to its knees. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the best place we could be if we pray and seek the face of the one true God is on our knees. I will tell you, there's still those that are standing straight up and erect, and they're stiffen their neck and their back, and they're saying, I'm not going to humble myself before God. But if there's any lesson out of this situation and this crisis that's going on right now worldwide, is that you better humble yourself up underneath the mighty hand of God and repent.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.